would say this is really good, but certain things stick out with me that never disappear, like this song by Guadalcanal Diary I'm going to play next, which is one of the few songs ever written about the Three Stooges. I See Mo.
I see Mo. Got friends, that's for sure. But Larry and Curly don't come around much anymore. I don't know what's wrong. Mo is dead and gone, but part of him lives on in me. And I see Mo.
Yeah, Guadalcanal Diary doing I See Mo. And whenever I hear something, I say, you know what would follow that nice, just completely off of the, it just clicks in my head, what would follow that superly, you listen to Zombo in the Brain, is I Want to Be a Flintstone by the Screaming Blue Messiahs. Yeah, in your brain, WRCT.
Oh, like a bad girl should. When I need love, I love how you feel. When I need dough, I love how you steal. I love your sick way you think. The way your perfume makes you stink. Ooh, you look good. Ooh, you smell good. Like a bad girl should. Should.
There you go, a bit of the legendary Cramps, originally from the Cleveburg, Ohio, and wow. Like a bad girl should. Nice little psychobilly thing there. Before that, we heard Wanna Be a Flintstone by the Screaming Blue Messiahs. And Reverend Horton Heat doing What Does Your Radio. I started out doing radio straight as a rockabilly show. So, about 30 years ago, it was just a rockabilly show. And then after you hear so many 1-4-5 chord progressions, so many songs about cars and girls and more cars, and then hot rods and cars, you kind of say, oh, move on. So then I moved on and I did all surf stuff. So it was all a surf stuff. And after you hear the brrrr, ding, 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 hear enough of that, then you go, okay, that surf stuff's good. And then you just build. And then I always played weird stuff to mix all with it. So it was kind of nice. So what you're hearing today is an amalgamization of, 30 years of learning and discovering about music. And you never can learn too much about music. Case in point, a band called Spirit from the 1970s, and when Mr. Lee had his show, I would always like when he played the song by Spirit. And this song is one of the, it wasn't, their big hit was I Got a Line on You and Mr. Skin. Just such a good band, just great players, wonderful tunes. They actually wrote Stairway to Heaven, the music to Stairway to Heaven called Taurus. Led Zeppelin. They still, that lawsuit's going back and forth, even though the guy that wrote it died. His family's still struggling to try and get a couple bucks from Led Zeppelin for stealing that. Because Spirit would open for Led Zeppelin, and he played a song called Taurus. And it's, I might play Taurus for you later, but it sounds just like Stairway to Heaven. But I'd rather not play it because I don't like Stairway to Heaven. But this tune, Girl in Your Eye, and a nice another thing, too. One of the guys in the band's a guy named Jay Ferguson. He went on to do the music for the TV show The Office. So, yeah, just I'm an unbelievable wealth of useless knowledge. Girl in Your Eye. Now, this is a pretty tune, and this is Spirit. From a faraway place. Oh, man. What a tune. How Spirit wasn't as big as the Doors, I'll never know. They were on the same label. What Elektra Records was astounding back then, because you had the Doors on that label, you had Spirit on that label, you had Love on that label, you had like some of the most progressive rock and roll of that time. And I don't mean prog rock, but it was pretty much music that's timeless. I mean, like I'm saying, I'm not a huge fan of the Doors, but what I like of the Doors, I like a lot. And, but like Spirit could do no wrong. And the other thing I want to mention real quick is that, I was talking to Paul on Beer Truck about the guy, the guitarist, Randy California, amazing guitar player. His real name, Randy Wolf. I bet you knew that too. Right, Paul? But I just thought I'd let you know that. So, in that mood of kind of, you know, that sitar, the Middle Eastern thing. We're talking about older rock and roll. Here is a revamped version of Kashmir by Private Benjamin. WRCT, Zombo in your brain.
rise from the ground. White robes descend.
Yes, you know, every now and then we get ugly on this show. It's beautiful music is beautiful, and ugly music, I have a spot, soft spot in my head for ugly music. That was one of that's actually Marquis Smith coughing up a lung there from one of the last albums of the fall. That was Hittite Man, and they just kept it rolling. Hey, what else? We heard Kashmir by Private Benjamin, and we're going to actually get into something from the new Sparks album, kind of new. Sparks Brothers movie came out, and that was a great documentary, and I tried watching this movie they wrote called The Net. They had all this, acclaim, Sparks, this and that, so they actually wrote a movie, and they should stick to music. I'm sorry, the movie was just, I tried to watch it. I tried. I like odd stuff, obviously, but sometimes, sometimes it just doesn't push the right button on me, and I don't like. Let's see what else. So coming up on, 11:17 already, we're halfway rocking through all this. Going to do one more ugly tune. It's a bit of an ugly tune, but it's a great tune, The Existential Threat, from the new Sparks record, or the latest Sparks record. And it's nice to see these guys start to get their due, because they really were one of the first new wave bands. They were like, they kind of had that glam element, and they kind of had that new wave element, and there was no band like them. And the documentary actually goes and they interview a bunch of bands, a bunch of current bands now, and say, Sparks were such an influence. It's very determined guys. They had a vision, and they just kind of kept at it. And you got to hand it to that. Let's see what else is going on. Let's do this. Let's get this stuff out of the way here. All right. So do you know that a single amber, why did you escape? Get back to work. A single amber from a wildfire can travel over a mile and carry a world of trouble. It can land and destroy a home and a community. It was interesting. I was out west, and I actually went around where a bunch of the trees were all from the big forest fires last year. And that was really, really amazing to see. It was just devastating. It looked like something from another planet, all these burned up trees. But, nature's pretty resilient. In 10 years, I bet that it'll be right back to where it's supposed to be, I hope, unless we do it again. Who knows? Humans ruin stuff, but that's our thing. That's why I don't think human beings are really from this planet. I think the whole story of Adam and Eve, they're aliens from another planet. If you ever know the story of Adam and Eve, they say they don't mix with the other people. It just wasn't Adam and Eve. There was other people there, but they were in their own little garden. I think these stories like this, like a Noah's Ark. I think Noah's Ark was like all about like the travel from another planet with all the different species that we had, and they weren't like one of each other. They were like we had like petri dishes and we formed all this stuff, and then the Middle Ages came in and everybody forgot everything, and we turned into brutes, and we still haven't got back to where we're supposed to be. That's just my theory. I read Chariots of the Gods, and when I was in high school, we had grade school, I read that, and it was a fun read. A lot of people don't think, because for example, you don't think extraterrestrial life is out there or not. I think so, because Carl Sagan had an interesting thing to say. He said, if you get a cup of water and you dip it in the ocean and you look at that cup of water and see there's no sharks in here. Yeah, see, because what we can see is just a little cup of the giant ocean of this ginormous. That's another word that Carl Sagan liked, ginormous. universe we're part of. It's fascinating, isn't it? What's fascinating is interesting too. I'm kind of digressing from this, but one thing I always thought was kind of funny, because we're only on this planet for a little while, and then that's it. And what happened? Nobody knows. Blah blah blah. But the thing that I think is hilarious, if you notice, it's not hilarious, but it's just a observation. When you see somebody's like a picture obituary. Because that's what basically Facebook is now. It's basically like a graveyard. It's an online graveyard. It's, oh my gosh, this person died, or they need this money for funeral expenses. And you see a picture. Do you ever think that person was thinking that was going to be their picture on their obituary thing? Hey, come on, we're at this picnic, smile, because we're going to use this picture when you're dead. Oh, man. So that's the thing. They always pick these pictures that they put up for this the obituary of they're so happy. Oh, look at that. They're smiling. Look at that. He's got his doggy there, and he got sunglasses on, and, well, now he's dead. So you think when they were taking that picture at that time, it was like, you know what? This will make a really good obituary picture. So that's what I always think when someone ever's taking my picture. Just make sure it's a good one, because they could use it for your obituary. And it's odd. People always die in alphabetical order. Have you ever noticed that when you read the newspapers? I think it's fascinating. They always die in alphabetical order. So that's the other thing. So, it's like when you see on Craigslist when they're trying to give a doggie or a cat away. They'll put like a boa on the cat, or they'll put sunglasses on the cat, and the cat's going, hey, the dog's like, hey, this is cool, I'm wearing sunglasses. You don't know somebody's giving you away, man. So this is the same with that obituary picture. You know, just a big old smile and you're happy as all get out. And guess what? They're using this when you're in the abyss. There you go. Little bit of cheeriness for you, as it leads right into this groovy segue, Existential Threat Sparks.
The existential threat that I always feel, nothing's happened yet today and yet I have to feel. Danger near, nowhere to escape to and nobody that to hear. I know, scream in fear. The existential threat is drawing very, very near. And they are, look away. Can't they see the existential threat is on its way? The existential threat that I tend to feel when I'm walking down the street or right behind the wheel. Turning left, turning right, trying to escape the cloud that's close enough to feel. And you may laugh out loud. They'll kill an existential type disease. Doubt they will. But I'm keen to try whatever. Give me that billion. He said, here's the bill. In the end, they didn't work. I paid the whole bill because insurance won't. They just won't cover existential meds. I wish I had known. React under this attack. Even when I'm standing up, I feel I'm on my back. Cannot elucidate the danger that is always there, but it is a semi-automatic weapon ready to discharge, but it's a futile lack. Better pack. The existential threat is bulletproof and nearly launched. Sergeant and Camus seem to understand something close to what I'm feeling, though they weren't fans. Existential threats, they've come to blows, and then the crowds came here just to cheer. For the greatest existential threat in this often it is comforting. Then the comfort starts to very quickly fade away. Did I wake you up? Sorry if I did. Guess I woke you up and also woke your little kid. Threat outside, let me hide. Just until the danger passes, then I go outside and have to come again, once again. The existential threat is at your patio door. Do not let it in. When you fight the existential threat, you will not win. The existential threat that I always feel, lots of things have happened and I seek an even keel. Danger near, danger far, nowhere to escape to, and I'm racing in my car as I'm a screaming fear. The existential threat is drawing very, very near as I drive away.
Thank you. I see what others see? Would I know more than I do? Could I tell that I've been heard? Would I know I was a fool? There's a place where I can go where all the famous morons go, yeah. If I leave you, they'll sing my praises. The more you cry, the more they'll sing, oh yeah. Feeling pretty bad. I've spent my life missing things. My girlfriend walked down the door. She said she knows there's something more. But I can spend $10 to see the stars be just as dumb as me. Oh yeah. And the stars bomb a coffee shop. They let it in and let it out. Oh yeah. Wanna see something different. So different that it's the same. Or it's different because it's the same. Something like that. But Johnny Thunders did it first. Charlie Parker did it first. Live on stage, all the excitement of your very own bathroom. And the stars from a coffee shop, they let it in and let it out, oh yeah. $10 gets you in the door. America's largest chain of vomit restaurants. Was mean and full of lies. Worms were going from his eyes. Just like in the movie, you know. And the stars vomit coffee shop. They let it in and let it out, oh yeah. Bush colored school marks. Chocolate face and broken arms. The stars can let it go to hell as they express their inner self. And the stars vomit coffee shop. You don't have to feel so hot. The stars vomit coffee shop. You can let your insides out. The stars vomit coffee shop. They let it in and let it out. Oh yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe I saved that. That is such a nice find. That was from an old cassette. Frank Cogan from Cleveland from the late 1980s. Stars Vomit Coffee Shop. Just a little cassette this guy put out that I probably bought at some independent record store in Cleveland and local release. I like it. There's just something about the tune I really dig. Kind of getting ugly there, right? We heard the existential. Oh, actually, the Pussy Warmers did The Feeling of Death. And then before that, Existential Threat by Sparks. Zombo in your brain. And that's how this brain thing works. Like we're going to do some rockabilly and feel happy and feel like, you know, just running and jumping and doing that. And then we'll hear something that makes you want to, you know, roll up in a fetal position, you know. And it's I always thought that's kind of neat just to have that kind of variety. But it is kind of strange when you hear an album, like some guy's record, and this band's going, I don't need you no more, baby. I don't. And then the next song is like, oh, I need you, baby. And the next song is like, I hate you, baby. And the next song is like, oh, I love you so much. Make up your mind. Obviously, you're dealing with somebody that has like a dysfunctional relationship or they're bipolar. When you hear a lot of, you know, and you look at the song titles of a lot of rock and roll, especially 60s, 70s rock and roll. If you look at the whole album titles, it's like, wow. Wow, this guy really is a little mixed up. Okay. Oh, so you know what? Now we shift into the happiest gear of all, the polka gear. And we are going to do, I always loved this band, Das Fürlein. They were all female punk rock polka band. And does this song make me smile? Nick Nine Frankenstein, Zombo in Your Brain.
Thank you. surreal, but I know he's for real. Both up open wide and far, he's got a real appeal. It takes him half a day to set a stage in place. It looks just like a thrift store.
każdy portal kupuje, jedni kręci, sztartuje. Na wesele lub piknik jadą sobie sztrytami, wszyscy armobilami. Kawalery dziś jeżdżą i panny zaszczepiają, na rajdik namawiają.
Сказочки конец. А кто слушал, молодец. И я там был, мед, пиво пил. По усам текло, а в рот не попало.
Thank you. chance she gets. She's a gad about, I'm mad about that gal. Doesn't give a darn about a husband and a home. Doesn't have the urge to change her name. She'd rather play Contino on the stereo or practice her bowling game.
I play rock and roll on my accordion, cutting hoop rug until it's way past one. When the music's over, that's when I've just begun. I'm a hotsy-totsy girl.
She's a hotsy-totsy girl.
Oh, lady.
She's a hotsy-totsy girl. She's a hotsy-totsy girl.
Oh, lady, oh, lordy, oh, lordy.
She's just a hotsy-totsy girl. Doesn't want to ever settle down. I tried to steal a kiss between a polka and a waltz. Boy, she's got my heart a-spinning round. Dancing at the Moose Lodge on a Friday night, decked out in petticoats and lace. Down in beer and pretzels till the band begins to play. Then she'll dance with every duffer in the place. She's a hotsy-totsy girl.
Always liked that record. I got that as like a promo. I never knew where if anything came out of it. But the artist was named Big Lou, and she was a accordion player from San Francisco. And so the interesting thing is looking at the liner notes, I noticed a guy named Eric Lechner was the guitar player. And Eric Lechner was in the Ultras, which is one of the best surf bands nobody's ever heard of. They came out with one album probably in the 90s, called Surf Sludge. It's just a great record. But anyway, I want to play a track from that. So it's the same guitarist that's playing with Big Lou from her album Polka Casserole, which came out in the 90s. And this was right before it. Man, Eric Lechner was the king of the sludge guitar. That's what he was known as. And here's a neat thing where they run every... Oh, I got to tell you what other stuff we played, too. Dagnabbit. All right, let's back her up. We heard Polka Floyd. How's that? Yeah? Polka Floyd doing See Emily Play. It's a polka band that plays all Pink Floyd tunes. And their version of See Emily Play is so good. Then we heard Eddie Bozinski with the Automobile Polka. And the Polka Maniacs from the new record, Frankie Capri Polka. And they're going to have their CD release party at Spirit the 19th of this month. So that'll be nice. Never mind the Bolsheviks. Here's the Polka Maniacs. So you should nosy on out there. Before that, we heard one of my favorite all-chick polka bands of all time, Das Fürlein with Nick Nine Frankenstein. You listen to Zombo right here, live in your brain with my deep archive show happening on Thursday. And a lot of people, you know, more people listen to that than this show. That's, I think, was fascinating because people saying, hey, you know, I heard the show Thursday, and they were mentioning the Shadow Lounge and the 31st Street Pub. And yeah, that was from 2009. I'm doing the deep archives. I am putting disclaimers on the show to tell people they're listening to an old show from 13 years ago. But back then, man, what a simpler time. It says every time is always simpler. If you actually look at it, and it's not even like a simpler time from like 10, 15, 20, even 100 years ago. If you look at the block of time, probably from like, say, the 11th century to like the 16th century. So we're talking 500 years. I mean, there's not a lot of history there. Everybody just kind of like, you know, born, suffered, survived, reproduced, and died. And, you know, and that was it. And maybe they made it to like 30 or 40 years old. They might have sprained their ankle, and then they died. Or they cut themselves, and then they died. So, you know, a simpler time ain't a better time, my friends. And if you can't enjoy now, if you can't enjoy right now, then you got a problem. You know, I'm not going to help you with it. I'll try and help you with it. Because now is a bunch of all right. You know, now is a bunch of all right. You know, we're out of the whole, we kind of survived, we survived the pandemic. Yeah, which is pretty, which is you know, I know it's like living through history and it's not the most fun thing to do. But man, does it feel good to actually get out. I went to the Mardi Gras party. Well, I'm in a bit of a polka mood. Went to the Mardi Gras party at the Banjo Club. So how about that? I went to the Allegheny Elks Lodge Banjo Club for a Mardi Gras night, and I met some nice old friends there, and some people I knew, and some people I didn't know, and it was just I felt like I'd been like in prison for like 2 years, you know, and all of a sudden you're out, or solitary confinement for 2 years, or grounded. That's what it's like. It's like being a kid and you're grounded. You're grounded for 2 years, and then you go out and you see all your friends 2 years later. And it was nice. Now's a bunch of all right, even though, you know, verge of like, but see, there's never been a shortage of war, carnage, death. That's just the way humans are wired. We are just a self-destructive species. And you know, and you, and you know, like I'm saying, I said earlier, it's because we had a little break from that because of the pandemic. You know, nobody wanted to go out and do any mass murdering because there were no masses to murder. There was not a lot of people were all gathered together. So you couldn't, that suicide bomb. I don't want a suicide bomb. I might catch that coronavirus. You know, I don't want to start no war. Might get that coronavirus. So I said it earlier, it's like humans are like beta fish. Those fish they got to keep in those little separate cups or they'll just chew each other up. You know, and luckily, that's why I think the Mormons have a great idea. They say when you die, you get your own planet. So I think that's the best of all lots. Because if you think like, you know, dying, going to heaven, and the people I know that think they're going to heaven, I can't stand to be in the room with them for like a minute, let alone an eternity. You know, and I don't know if you think you're going to be floating around there on a cloud playing a harp, you know, but I mean, honestly, floating around playing a harp might be kind of fun, but an eternity floating around playing a harp? I always say though, and then some people say, what about reincarnation? What about this? Nobody has these answers, but people guess. And I always say it's the fairy story you tell yourself to help you sleep at night, you know? And the story I tell myself, I always say in an infinite universe, an infinite amount of things can happen. So, you know, this radio show might happen again in another dimension. And it might have some good. I might actually be like playing John Tesh in another dimension. It's an infinite possibility. Okay? So now that I cheered everybody up, let's... wow, what a segue. I was just going to tell about the surf guitarist, Eric Lechner, who, is playing in the Ultras. And here is their kicker version. They run every instrument through a tremolo pedal. Here is Pull, Say, Tor by the Ultras. Zombo in your brain.
Pulsator.
Bay, pull, say, tour. Nice, almost like Link Rage kind of vibrate-y thing by the Ultras from their really nice album from the 90s, Surf Pop Sludge. That's the name of the record, with Eric Lechner was the guitarist on that, and he played this like this crazy green guitar, and it just really teared it up. Speaking of neato guitar players, Link Petrudi, who is actually Rudy Petrudi, came out with some records. I think this one actually was on Get Hip Records, called Drive It, Slow Grind or Drive It Home, like three records. And they were, well, I'm just going to play it. He's doing Link Ray's Mr. Guitar, Link Ray and the J-Men. Oh, no. Link Petrudi and the J-Men.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. baby Lou, we don't under each other arm. She says, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she had a butt like Serena, Trina, Jennifer Lopez, Paul Kiss. And I gotta take all that badass to the showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they get their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you're ever with this girl, then you better get paid. You know why? It takes too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend says she used to F with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Now I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl. She got one of y'all kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby's mama's car and crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given